This week, the government's economic think tank NERV issued a report recommending, among several changes, that English be made the only obligatory language taught in Czech schools. The idea is that time allocated to additional languages could be better spent on areas which until now many schools have not properly taught, for example, information technology or economic or financial literacy. A little earlier, I spoke to Daniel Minich, associate professor at CERGEI in Prague, as well as a member of NERV. And I asked him why English, in his view, should be the sole obligatory language in Czech schools.
The reasoning is that English becomes definitely the most important language for all citizens, not only for their future professions, but for their life, because it's certain that they will need it. While other languages, the certainties are much lower, there is big uncertainty that Czech person will use German, Italian, Spanish, or other languages. I don't say that this is bad to know additional language. The problem is that Czechs lack many other skills which are not taught enough in schools, like financial, economic literacy, legal literacy, IT skills, and many others. And the current workload in schools is already so high that simply we cannot add additional teaching load to students and pupils and have to optimize somehow the workload.
And there has been a lot of discussion about financial literacy, as you mentioned there. Some schools have already become part of pilot programs. There was one Prague school recently that awarded even elementary school children for going through a basic course for understanding basic economic principles. Do you think that this early, even this early, is sort of a way of the future?
Well, you said elementary school. I don't think that they have to have economic, and definitely they don't need financial principles in elementary school. But at the lower secondary school, they definitely should have something, and definitely, for sure, they should have enough economics, finance, and other courses at the upper secondary school level.
Mm-hmm. Some may take affront to the fact that, for example, German is not also included for obvious historic reasons and the fact that Germany is Czech Republic's neighbor. What do you say to schools specializing in that language?
This is perfectly fine. We don't say do not teach German or Spanish, whatever, if it's a preference, a rational preference, or simply interest of parents and their children, that's perfectly fine, but they should decide whether they have enough time and effort to study additional language. It could be in border regions of Czech with Germany that they have good reasons to study German. There might be other reasons to study Spanish. That's perfectly fine, but we want to stress that there are many other skills which have to be taught, and parents and schools in some collaboration should decide this. In this respect, very depends on decisions of parents, their influence on schools, and on the policies of individual schools. So we are trying to open minds of the larger population, thinking about what's quite important, what is less important.
So basically, individual school can revise its program and perhaps start thinking about offering more IT. Are there enough specialists at that level who are willing to teach those subjects?
IT is a very specific feature problem in the Czech Republic, because it seems that many teachers have lower IT skills than their children. So we have two groups of children, those who come from families which are able to teach them this by computers, using them in everyday life. And we have the other group which come from families without IT, parents not knowing IT, and the school is not able at this moment, and teachers, to equalize the skills of those two groups. So this is a big problem which should be, with long-term effort, solved.
Mm-hmm. That is a very interesting point that you made there, that gap, and that the role of the school, that the school should be filling that in. When you look at the jobs that are on offer on the market, on the internet, it seems almost every other job is IT, so I guess it's not possible to, say, underestimate the importance of that field now and in the future.
Well, this is not only about jobs. I think it's primarily about life, about future life. Next 50 years, those pupils will live in this society and this world, and they will need IT for almost every every arrangement they will have to do, not only work and professions.
Daniel Munich of the government think tank NERF, they're talking about why English should be the sole foreign language made obligatory at Czech schools and the need for more emphasis on IT and other skills.